السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. فوالله إن الله بصير بالأخبار. أستغفر الله. أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عليم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العلي الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني آدم خذوا دينتكم عند كل مسجد وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Friday, the day of believers, the day of Eid, the day of Imam Zaman Ajal Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The day of worship, the day of acceptance of dua, the day of increasing sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us long lives and fruitful lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of the Imam Hazrat Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse number 31. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya Bani Adam, or the children of Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Whenever you are going to mosque, whenever you are going to masjid, so you have to do your zinat. So this zinat means physically and spiritually both. Especially on Friday, we need to have ghusl, we need to clean our body, we need to wear clean dress. At the same time, we need to put fragrance. And any prayer that is prayed in fragrance is 70 times better than the ordinary prayer. And then with clean body, with wuzu, with ghusl, with clean dress, with fragrance. The important thing is the cleaning of intention. We need to come with clean intention, with pure intentions, just in only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to rush towards the mosque to pray Salatul Jum'ah. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our secrets, our thoughts, our hearts, it is important whenever we are praying, whenever we are going to mosque, whenever we are doing anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to have pure intentions. That purity, that is also zenith. So that is zenith of our heart, that is zenith of our thoughts. At the same time, Islam recommends the outer beauty as well. So trimming of nails, trimming of mustaches, trimming of beard, and having clean dress with fragrance. So this is outer beauty. So Islam emphasizes on both external as well as internal beauty. And with all this beauty, we have to come in the masjid. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تَصْرِفُوا. Well, the people, you can eat, you can drink, but don't waste. Why? Because إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ. The purpose of our creation, that is, we have to love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the holy, solely purpose of creation of mankind. And this love should not be an ordinary love, but Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ عَمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. All those who are believer, this strongly, in the depth of their heart, with all shiddat, with all of their powers and energies and emotions and intentions and resources, they love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is our goal. We have to love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, well, people are expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should love them. But in this verse, for a category of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, the people, if you will do this thing, I will not love you. إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not love those people who are extravagant, who are wasting the things, who are wasting edible things, who are wasting the drinks. And not only the edible things and the drinks, but everything that is related with our life. Especially our life we should not waste, our time we should not waste. So as a whole, Islam, on one side in the same verse, it says, you have to ponder, you have to pay attention on your internal and external beauty. And whenever you are coming in the masjid, so don't come with bad smell, come with clean dress, come with fragrance. At the same time, whether you are outside the mosque, whether you are inside the mosque, don't waste anything. Especially when we are in the masjid, that time we need to allocate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that time when we are in the masjid, we should not waste that time. That time is time of dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time to whisper with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very, very careful in our lives not to waste anything, especially our time. Today we are going to discuss something that is related with us, that is related with our faith, that is related with our health, that is related with our environment. And as a whole, this is our duty. We need to keep clean and pure our environment. And today's topic that is related with our health and related with our relatives, family members, friends, at the same time environment, that is smoking. So first of all, when anyone is smoking, that is not the basic requirement of the body. That is not part and parcel of our food. So those who are smoking, actually they are wasting. Number one, they are wasting their money. And number two, they are spoiling and wasting the environment and the air. Number three, they are wasting their health as well as their iman. So as a whole, this is curse. Smoking is curse. And as muballigh, as believer, this is our duty. Wherever we see this evil, to nip this evil in the bud. And usually it starts with the friends, cousins, friends. Just they don't have any intention. That's just in friendship. Someone is offering. I don't know what is the culture here, but especially I notice this culture in Pakistan. when people are traveling in buses, in trains, or anywhere they are sitting even, whenever a person wants to smoke, even if he is a stingy person, he is never a hospitable person, he never invites any guest, he never offered anything in his life. But whenever a person who is smoking, always he is offering the person who is sitting next to him. The people who started this evil, they also promoted this culture. Whenever you are smoking, always offer to other people. In this way, you have to spread this disease in the society. You involve the people. Involve this sin, involve this disease, and as well as on a religious point of view. Because according to hadith, anything that is harmful for the body, that is haram. And inshallah, we are going to discuss how much this is harmful for our body. Not only the body of person who is smoker, it is also harmful for the people who are non-smoker and they are living in the same vicinity, in the same house. People who are living around, this is more harmful for them as compared to the person who is smoker himself. So this is harmful for everyone. So this smoking that is harmful, according to hadith, that is haram. That's one thing. Secondly, you know how much you are paying for that. You're wasting the money. If the same money you help an orphan, you can save his life. You can educate an orphan. Even if you're not going anywhere else, at least spend that money on your health. Go to the gym, become a member, and save your life, at the same time save your money. So this is something, budget-wise, money-wise, people are wasting a lot. At the same time, they're wasting their health as well. So anyone who is a smoker, so the important system of our body, that is the cardiovascular system, that is our heart system, heart and vessels. So anyone who is a smoker, he is getting coronary heart disease, and that leads to the death. And in hospitals, 80% heart attack. People who are smoker, 80%, all heart attacks which are coming into the hospital, out of 100%, 80% people are smoker with heart attack. So smoking is directly equal to heart problem. The other effect on the same system, that is, it reduces the circulation by narrowing the blood vessels. Because all of our body that is full of blood vessels, we have arteries, we have veins, we have capillaries. The people who are smokers, so this smoking and nicotine, that is reducing the volume, reducing the size of the vessels, and that increases the blood pressure in our body. Another disease, that is abdominal aortic aneurysm, that is swelling and weakening of aorta, that artery that goes into the abdomen, into our tummy, so that either that swells up or that becomes weakened due to the smoking. So these were effects of smoking on our cardiovascular system, on our heart and on our vessels. The second system that is being affected with smoking, that is our respiratory system, that is our lungs, are our nose and nostrils and larynx, these things. So smoking causes lung cancer and other lung diseases like emphysema, like bronchitis, like chronic obstructive pulmonary diseases. So almost all of the diseases of lungs are produced, are motivated, are initiated. So that is the smoking. Number three, there are different types of cancers which are initiated or which begin with the smoking. And those cancer are acute myeloid leukemia, that is blood cancer. So blood cancer begins with smoking. Number two, bladder cancer. Number three, cervix cancer. Number four, esophagus. This is the food pile. Number five, kidney. Number six, our larynx, voice box. Number seven, lungs. Number eight, mouth. Number nine, pancreas. And stomach. So all these organs and cancer of all these organs are produced due to smoking. And cancer is something, when the people they are getting cancer, then they are guests of death. Within a few years, people are dying with cancers. So there is no treatment. And usually these people are not diagnosed in early stages. So when the people are having cancer, so they are waiting for death. And when people they are having cancer, even living 3 years, 4 years, 5 years with cancer, that's really horrible life. The people who are having cancer, they are having a lot of pains. And that pain is not tolerated by the people. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect everyone from this cancer, from this disease. But what should we say about those people who are inviting cancer for their body through smoking? Anyone who is starting smoking, it means ultimately they are inviting cancer for one or other organ of the body. Sometimes those people who are smoker, they are infertile. لوگوں کے بچے نہیں ہوتے خصوصاً لیڈیز میں بھی یہ زیادہ مسئلہ ہے پیپل ہو آر انفرٹائل دے آر ناٹ ہیونگ چلڈرن اور سم ٹائم لیڈیز آر پریگننٹ بٹ دے آر ہیونگ مس کیریج آر اسٹل برتھ اور پری ٹرم ڈلیوری اور دا بیبیز آر لو ان دا ویٹ ایٹ دا ٹائم آف برتھ سو آل دیز پرابلمز آف ریپروڈکشن آر آلسو ریلیٹڈ ود اسموکنگ And especially in this country, and when people are old, the people who are smokers, they are developing increased risk of hip fracture. Bones become soft. And people, they get fracture, especially the hip fracture, and replacement of fracture, a replacement of hip, that is not easy. So now, you have known, just having fun, having smoking, just having happy time with the friends and starting smoking, what does that bring for us, for our health? According to one of the study in US, every year 443,000 people, 443,000 443,000 people are dying every year due to smoking. 1 out of 5 person is dying in America due to smoking. So people are dying due to different reasons. But the majority of death in America, all other causes of death we should keep on one side, and smoking death we should keep on other side. So the death due to smoking are more as compared to any other cause of death in America. So 90% lung cancer in men and 80% lung cancer in women, that is due to smoking. So now Allah said, "Kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu." The people who are smoking, actually they are wasting their life, they are wasting their money. They are wasting the life of other people. So Allah does not like those people. So when the smoker, they will die, angels of torture are waiting for them. Why? Because hatred of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight away will come for the person who is smoking. And many other people who were living in the vicinity of the smoker, and they got different diseases. So they will claim at the day of judgment, "Oh Allah, we were innocent. This was the person who gave us different type of cancer. He was smoking and we were getting diseases." Who will reply at the day of judgment? For those who are being infected are getting cancer due to the smokers. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be protected from this disease, to be protected from this evil. And we should be good muballigh, we should preach, we should convince the people among our community and our friends and anybody who is living, and we can convince, we can approach. We have to try to convince them to stop, because this is something that is good for mankind, at the same time good for our iman, at the same time good for our health. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض. فالجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل معلوم وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط. أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد. وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد وعلى آله أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيد الشباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى.
اللهم اعدنا ظهورا انه نراه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي ابواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع اني اليك من الراغبين. واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعات والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله وعظم أمركم. فرمان الله آقا حضرت علي بن أبي طالب
عليه السلام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
يا لوگو میں سب تم سب لوگوں کو تقوی کی اور اپنے امور میں نظم و ضبط کی وصیت کرتا ہوں. تقوی یہی ہے کہ انسان اپنے دل میں اللہ کا خوف اور اللہ کی محبت پیدا کرے, اور اللہ کی محبت انبیاء نے آئمہ اطہار علیہ السلام نے انسانوں کو بتایا کہ کس طرح پروردگار سے محبت کی جائے. یہ ایام, یہ دن اس ہستے کے ولادت کے دن ہیں جس کی خاطر پروردگار نے اس کائنات کو خلق کیا. لولا کا لما خلق تو لفلاک, جس کو مخاطب کرتے ہو پروردگار نے فرمایا اے محمد اگر میں نے تجھے نہ بنانا ہوتا تو میں کائنات کو خلق نہ کرتا. وہ عظیم ہستی, وہ محبوب خدا جو وجہ تخلیق کے کائنات ہے, ان کی آمد کے ایام ہیں, ان کے میلاد کے ایام ہیں, ان کے ظہور کے ایام ہیں, خوشیوں کے دن ہیں. پروردگار سے ان ایام میں زیادہ سے زیادہ محبت کرنے اور دعا کرنے اور متمسک ہونے کی ضرورت ہے, اس لیے کہ ہر وہ دعا, ہر وہ بات جو مصطفیٰ کے وسیلے سے پروردگار تک پہنچائی جائے وہ اللہ رد نہیں کرتا. تو اس عظیم رسول کے جو رحمت للعالمین بھی ہے اور خلق عظیم کا مالک ہے, the virtues, the values, the morals, the ethic he had, no one can have. اس مرکب رسول, وہ رسول کے جو اخلاق کا مرکب تھا, مسجد تھا, محور تھا, بانی تھا اور خاتم بھی تھا, تو چند نمونے آپ کی زندگی سے, آپ کے اخلاق کے, تاکہ ہم ان کی سیرت پر عمل کر سکیں. جب حضرت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب کبھی آپ نیند سے بیدار ہوتے تو ہمیشہ سجدہ کیا کرتے ہیں, یہ سنت رسول ہے. لوگوں جب بھی نیند سے اٹھو تو پہلا کام یہ کرو کہ رسول کی سنت پر عمل کرتے ہوئے اپنے پروردگار کے حضور سر کو جھکا دیا کرو. دوسری بات, جب بھی رسول اکرم کھانا کھا رہے ہوتے یا کسی دوست کے ساتھ بیٹھے ہوتے یا کسی رشتہ دار کے ساتھ بیٹھے ہوتے, کہیں بھی ہوتے, جب نماز کا وقت ہو جاتا تھا, سب کو چھوڑ کر, کھانا چھوڑ کر, دوست چھوڑ کر, رشتہ دار چھوڑ کر, گھر چھوڑ کر, رسول اللہ اللہ کی عبادت کے لیے مسجد نبوی کی طرف چل پڑتے تھے. یہ سنت رسول ہے کہ جب بھی نماز کا وقت ہوتا رسول اللہ کو اللہ کے گھر کے علاوہ اور اللہ کے ذکر کے علاوہ کسی چیز میں آرام و سکون اور چین نہیں آتا تھا. تو یہ سنت رسول ہے, رسول کی سنت سمجھ کر مسجدوں میں ہمیں آنا چاہیے اور مسجدوں کو آباد کرنا چاہیے. بہت اوقات بعض اوقات لوگوں سے پوچھتے ہیں آپ فلان دن فلان پروگرام میں فلان نماز میں نہیں آئے, مولانا کیا کریں, بس ہم آ رہے تھے تو گھر میں مہمان آ گیا. اب کیا کہتے ہیں, مہمان آ گیا تو اس کو بھی ساتھ لے آؤ, اگر وہ نہیں آتا تو آپ کیوں کسی کی خاطر وہ ملاقات جو اللہ نے آپ کو ٹائم دیا, اپوائنٹمنٹ دیا, آپ کیوں اس اپوائنٹمنٹ کو مس کر رہے ہو؟ دنیا کی چھوٹی چھوٹی اپوائنٹمنٹس کو تو آپ مس نہیں کرتے ہو, لیکن کائنات کے خالق نے جو آپ کو اپوائنٹمنٹ دی ہے اور ہر روز آپ ایک پرائم منسٹر سے ملنا چاہیں, زندگی میں ایک مرتبہ مشکل سے آپ کو ملاقات کا ٹائم ملے گا, اور کائنات کا خالق بادشاہ آپ کو ہر روز پانچ وقت کے لیے اپوائنٹمنٹ دیتا ہے, اور ہمارے نزدیک اس کی کوئی قدر قیمت نہیں ہے, کوئی اہمیت ہی نہیں ہے, لیکن وہ رسول اس اہمیت کو سمجھتے تھے. تو اس لیے چاہے دوست ہوتے, رشتہ دار ہوتے, کوئی بھی ہوتا, آپ سب کو چھوڑ کر اللہ کی بارگاہ میں چلے جاتے تھے. اور آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم جب بھی قرآن پڑھتے تو بہت ہی خوبصورت لحن اور خوبصورت لہجے میں پڑھتے. ہمیں چاہیے کہ قاریوں سے سیکھیں قرآن کو خوبصورت انداز میں پڑھنا, اپنے بچوں کو بھی قاریوں سے سکھائیں. الحمدللہ آج انٹرنیٹ میں یہ سب چیزیں موجود ہیں. کوشش کرنی چاہیے کہ انسان بہترین ورتل القرآن ترتیل, قرآن کو ترتیل کے ساتھ, ٹھہر ٹھہر کے ساتھ, خوبصورت انداز میں پڑھا کرو, اور یہی سنت مصطفیٰ ہے. اور اگر کوئی قرآن کو سرے سے پڑھتا ہی نہیں ہے تو وہ کہاں اور مصطفیٰ کہاں؟ انسان قرآن کو چھوڑ دے اور کبھی بھی قرآن کو نہ پڑھے اور پھر یہ کہے کہ مصطفیٰ, اس کو گلے لگائیں گے, انہیں پیار کریں گے, ان کی شفاعت کریں گے. بہرحال हक नहीं बनता किसी का, जो कुरान से दूर रहता है वो चाहे कि मुस्तफा भी उसके करीब हो, लेकिन वो रहीम है। चौथी बात, इमाम सज्जाद अलैहिस्सलाम फरमाते हैं, अगरचे रसूलुल्लाह का कोई गुनाह नहीं था लेकिन खौफ खुदा की वजह से आप जब भी नमाज पढ़ते तो इमाम सज्जाद अलैहिस्सलाम फरमाते हैं नमाज की हालत में रसूलुल्लाह इतना गिरिया किया करते थे कि आपकी जाए नमाज आपके आंसुओं से तर हो जाती थी। So crying, shedding tears while you are praying, this is sunnat Rasulullah. Yani namaz ko is tarah padho, khauf e khuda ko is tarah apne upar tari karo, insaan ka qalb itna naram ho ke wo Allah se jab ham kalam ho to uski aankhon se aansu aaye. Agar hamare musalle tar nahi hote तो यहां तक भी कहा इमाम जाफर सादिक अलैहि सलाम ने, कोशिश किया करो अगर ज्यादा नहीं तो इतना आंसू इतना निकल आए कि मच्छर का एक पर जो है वो उससे तर हो सके। और ये तभी होगा कि जब इंसान नमाज में खुशू खुजू की हालत में हो, जब अल्लाह की तरफ मुतवज्जे हो। और आज के लिए आखिरी जो रसूलुल्लाह की एक सुन्नत का नमूना है कि आप जब भी महफिल में मजलिस में लोगों के सामने बैठते तो कभी आपने लोगों के सामने टांगे नहीं फैलाई थी, हमेशा टांगे जो है वो पालती पालती के अंदाज में जो है वो हमेशा बैठते थे। और आज मस्जिद में महफिल में जहां भी लोग बैठे होते हैं, चाहे बड़े हों या छोटे हों, आज के बच्चों को अगर सिखाया भी जाए कि किस तरह बैठने, कोई नहीं सीखता। लेकिन ये बहरहाल हम वालदैन को बड़ों को खुद भी सीखना चाहिए कि सुन्नत रसूल क्या है, अदब बैठने क्या है, एहतराम क्या है, और बच्चों को भी सिखाना चाहिए। और रसूलुल्लाह की एक सुन्नत और आपकी हदीस भी आपने फरमाया, सलातुर रजुल फी जमाअति खैरु मिन सलातिही फी बैतिही 40 सना। एक शख्स 40 साल अगर घर में नमाज पढ़ता रहे, 40 साल, 40 years prayer in the house is equal to one prayer in jamaat, congregational prayer in the mosque. घर के अंदर 40 साल तक नमाजें पढ़ते रहो और मस्जिद में जमात के साथ आके एक नमाज पढ़ो, वो एक नमाज रसूलुल्लाह फरमाते हैं अफजल है 39 साल की नमाज। मुझे नहीं मालूम कि हैदर करार के शियों में ये बिदअत कहां से नाजिल हुई और कहां से उनके कल्चर में आई है कि नमाजें पढ़ते घरों में मस्जिदों में नहीं आते। रसूलुल्लाह की सुन्नत यही है कि वो अल्लाह ने जमीन पर सबसे पहली चीज जो हुक्म दिया बनाने का वो बैतुल्लाह है, वो मस्जिद है। रसूलुल्लाह मदीना में आए तो सबसे पहला काम किया मस्जिद बनाई, और फिर मस्जिद सिर्फ बनाई नहीं, उसको आबाद भी रखा। सुन्नत रसूल सुन्नत आइम्मा यही है कि इंसान मस्जिद में जाए और जमात के साथ नमाज अदा करे। हत्ता के कहा गया अगर बगैर किसी तौजीह के, बगैर किसी इल्लत और मजबूरी के इंसान घर में नमाज पढ़ता है और जमात की नमाज में शिरकत नहीं करता तो इंसान की वो घर वाली नमाज को अल्लाह नमाज के तौर पे कबूल भी नहीं करता। बहरहाल हमें कोशिश करनी चाहिए कि अपनी जिंदगी को रसूलुल्लाह की बताई हुई सुन्नतों से मुनव्वर करें। और ये अय्याम जो रसूलुल्लाह के वलादत के मिलाद के अय्याम हैं, कोशिश करनी चाहिए रसूलुल्लाह की जिंदगी को ज्यादा से ज्यादा पढ़ें और अपने ऊपर अप्लाई करने की कोशिश करें। और कुछ नहीं तो जिंदगी में रसूलुल्लाह की एक सुन्नत, और वो भी अल्लाह के घर में जाकर जमात के साथ नमाज अदा करने की सुन्नत को अगर हमने जिंदा कर लिया तो यकीनन कब्र के अंदर भी रोज़े महशर जब हमारे कल्ब मुर्दा होंगे तो रसूलुल्लाह अपने नूर से हमारे कुलूब को जिंदा करेंगे और हमारी शफाअत करेंगे। बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम, इन्ना आतैनाकल कौसर फसल्ली लिरब्बिका वन्हर इन्ना शानिअका हुवल अबतर।